Hi, you're listening to 88.3 WDCV FM, Carlisle, PA, the voice of Dickinson College. This is a special broadcast in collaboration with our very own Center for Sustainability Education, or CSEE, as we affectionately refer to it in short. With me today are Lindsay Lyons, Assistant Director for CSEE, and Allison Miller, Class of 20, Special Projects Intern. Guys, can you tell us about yourselves, please?
Sure. I've worked at Dickinson College for the last 8 years as the assistant director in the Center for Sustainability Education. I work with faculty, staff, and students, community members, and partners to incorporate sustainability into the living and learning experience here at Dickinson.
Hi, I'm Allison. I'm a senior here at Dickinson. I'm an environmental studies major and a philosophy minor, and I've worked at CSEE since last spring, and I worked there over the summer, so I've been working closely on that project throughout that time.
Well, CSEE is hosting a conference in conjunction with this organization known as RARE. Lindsay, Allison, can you tell us a little bit about what this conference is, what it's called, and what to expect?
So, Dickinson College has the Rose Walters Prize for Global Environmental Activism, which in 2017 we gave to the organization RARE, who is working on international conservation. They are a wonderful organization and partner, but what this award allowed us to do was bring them to campus to lead workshops, visit classes, meet with faculty, staff, and students. And through that, a really solid partnership was born. One in which we could continue to work with them, be it through internships or reporting or advising, and they could continue to utilize us as when they were here, they actually piloted a new program that they had because the higher education markets, college students, university students are one of the audiences that they are looking to reach to. They feel there is huge potential for change and impact with climate change using college students, and they reached out to us about working together to reach pilot some projects with college students here at Dickinson.
So, as I understand, it's called the Beehive Campus Conference. Mm-hmm. Has RARE ever done something like this before with another college?
Yeah. First thing to note, everybody's wondering, what is the bee? Because they're picturing literally beehives with bees buzzing around. The BE stands for Behavior in the Environment. That is what this organization's, that's where their strengths lie. So the behavior, bringing together behavioral design insights in conjunction with working for positive change in the environment against the global climate crisis is sort of what is coming together for this. They did host an event very similar to the one that we are hosting here in March. It was actually in partnership with National Geographic at Nat Geo in Washington, D.C., and I was fortunate enough to attend that event. And after it, I, you know, approached RARE saying that they could basically replicate this same model of experience for college students, and we would love to host them here. As us being a national leader in sustainability, we felt like we had the network to bring other colleges and universities together to sort of replicate that experience.
So other than Dickinson, who else, what other colleges will be attending this conference?
We are in rapid fire registration as we speak right now. We're currently at about 330, 340 registrants from over 35 colleges and universities. So, I don't want to call out too many individual institutions, but we're excited to have large groups from the University of Pennsylvania, Cornell, Messiah College, Gettysburg College, which are two very close, wonderful neighbor partners that will be bringing large groups of students here, as well as York College of Pennsylvania. So those are a few that stand out as bringing large cohorts of students. But as I said, there's over 35, and we're hoping to have 50 here, 50 different colleges and universities represented.
That's actually an amazing number, and it seems like it's going to be an exciting affair. Allison, can you tell us a little bit about your work with as Special Projects Intern, what are you doing in conjunction with CSEE to help foster this conference?
So a lot of my summer was spent reaching out directly to individual colleges. So really adding like a personal touch and invitation to each of these colleges. We did that via phone calls to sustainability offices, emails to different sustainability leaders on campus, and through social media a lot. So I've been working a lot on projects in relation to those things.
So as it stands right now, what are the aims of this conference on campus? What should Dickinsonians expect if they were to attend their Beehive conference?
I think that the whole theme of the entire conference is climate change needs behavior change. And I think that's an approach that Dickinson Sustainability hasn't always taken. And it's a pretty progressive thought in the climate change world. And so we're really excited to present this information in a slightly different way to teach students to think about problems and solutions in a different way.
You know, the thing that I am most excited about this is it is not a typical conference. You'll see that directly on the top of the website. It is a show. It is a performance. There are game shows, panels, trivia, Ignite talks. It's very fast moving with a world class famous movie star MC. Ravi Patel will be here to keep the flow of the day. Very exciting. And it is not necessarily going to be a lot of content or knowledge being relayed, but instead it's a day of building inspiration and insights to inspire students, faculty, staff, sustainability professionals to want to do things better and really find ways to incorporate these behavioral design insights into the work that's already happening. There's a lot of good work out there, particularly here at Dickinson, but in working in partnership with RARE, we've found many ways to improve what it is that we are doing and design our future work in ways that will have a better effect in having people actually do things differently. So I think that's the most exciting piece for us.
Well, considering it's your very atypical conference, what kind of speakers other than a world-class MC can we expect to show up to this conference?
So a speaker that I'm particularly excited about is Pat Brown. He is the CEO and the founder of Impossible Foods, which is a company that makes the Impossible Burger, which is essentially a burger that's made out of plant products but tastes very similar to a burger, which is awesome. And he'll be there. That company will help provide tastings and lunch for the event as well. We're also really excited for Avi Garbo, who's an environmental advocate for Patagonia. And just learning about all the cool work that Patagonia is doing. And I'm really excited from a student's perspective. We have a couple student environmental advocates coming to campus from UNC and Harvard. And so I'm really excited to learn about their work as well.
To add to that, you know, there is the website's up to date with the latest lineup of speakers, which is pretty exciting and inspiring. Brett Jenks, the president and CEO of RARE, and Margie Ensign will launch this day off to get this lineup of people going. One of the sessions that I saw at the last summit that was very inspiring to me was Christopher Graves, who is founder of the Ogilvy Center for Behavioral Science. He works on global advertising for major, major corporations and provided some really cool case study examples of how behavioral design insights and science can be applied to the advertising industry, which, you know, this is not just about sustainability. This is about advertising, education, change, getting people to do things differently, no matter what it is that you want them to do differently. And he provided a really nice lens to that from sort of the business and advertising side. Additionally, Blake Lawrence, who is a Dickinson alum, he is the marketing manager for an organization called Cool Effect, who sells carbon offsets. He's coming back to Dickinson. He's meeting with some of the leaders as we are actually in the market for buying carbon offsets at this very moment. But he will also talk about, he's a very recent grad, so he will talk about his transition from a Dickinson student interested in this thing into kind of the global carbon market, which will be very relevant and nice to have an alum back in that capacity. The other exciting is an executive chef from American Sun out of Washington, D.C., Tim Ma. He's done some amazing work in the restaurant industry of reducing food waste and using all elements of the food. So we're really excited to see some of his insights from the cooking restaurant business side of things.
It sounds like there's going to be a lot of people from a lot of different fields with a lot of different insightful things to say. And I think anyone who's showing up to such a conference will have a very unique experience, a very unique perspective on sustainability conferences, because it sounds quite unlike anything I've ever heard of, to be quite honest. Well, as I understand, Lindsay Allison, there is a person from Rare, Katie Velasco. Can you please put her on call so we can ask her a few questions as well about the conference?
Sure.
All right. So, Katie, you are on call. Can you please introduce yourself?
Hi, yes. My name is Katie Velasco. I am a director for operations engagement at Rare Center for Behavior and the Environment.
Well, Katie, can you tell us a little bit about what else you do at Rare and what are your aim for collaborating with Dickinson?
Yeah. So Rare inspires change so people and nature thrive. We're a conservation organization that uses behavioral science to get communities and people worldwide to use their natural resources and the environments around them more sustainably. So we're excited to partner with Dickinson because Dickinson is a national leader in sustainability. We knew early on that it would be a great place to host a conversation on how to use behavioral science in sustainability and to address climate change. Back in 2017, as we were launching the Center for Behavior and the Environment, where I work, our CEO, Rare CEO Brett Jenks, won the Rose Walters Prize on campus. We came, we gave a presentation on behavioral science and tackling climate change issues, and actually worked with students to develop a pilot on food waste solutions. So we're really looking forward to coming back on campus 2 years later to bring more people in this conversation, to host another design challenge, and see what came from that original food waste workshop and hear what the Dickinson folks have been up to too.
What are you most excited for in collaborating with Dickinson about this conference?
You know, Dickinson, I think Dickinsonians are known for their commitment to sustainability and to tackling environmental issues head on. I think it's part of the culture and identity from what I've seen on the college campus, and that so many students and so many administrators and staff and faculty are excited about this issue and looking to be leaders and taking the latest innovations that are out there and applying them to the issues that they know. So we're excited to work with Dickinson. We're excited to host with Dickinson. And as of right now, we have over 35 other colleges and universities that'll be coming on campus. So not only interesting for Dickinson as a campus, but also for being a leader regionally and nationally and leading this conversation to even greater opportunity for impact.
Now, I've already asked Lindsay this, but as I understand, Rare's done a conference like this before in March. Can you tell us what that last experience has been like?
It was so fun. We did in March, we held a conference at National Geographic. It was a regular Beehive, Climate Change Needs Behavior Change. And we had over 300 people from conservation organizations, from corporations, from universities, everywhere from students as young as 6 and 7 years old, all the way through people who had retired, all coming together. And it's just such a wonderful day. It's full of hope. It's full of laughter. It's full of fun. And it's also full of a lot of the newest research and science. And we tried to bring everything we can to make it not just a day about learning and from each other and from our speakers, but also an enjoyable experience for everyone.
As I understand, this event is quite unique. Can you tell us a little bit about what makes it very different in terms of working with the college campus? Why focus on higher education, for one, and how will it be different from the last conference that you held?
Yep. Well, in terms of why focus on higher education, a really easy answer is that colleges and universities are almost like small cities that are sprinkled across the United States. So there's a tremendous opportunity there to tackle an environmental footprint. But also colleges and universities, they have a critical role in the future of our planet. You can think of it as they are host to some of the leaders in the latest research and science and thinking that exists, and also home to the next generation of global leaders and an activated generation that is interested in creating the world in which they're going to live. So it's a great place to be as a college and university, and what we're thinking about that's different for this campus is for this beehive is actually what campuses can do to make a difference. So the first beehive was focused on conservation and sustainability and climate change broadly, and this one is really honing in on what are some of the solutions that are unique to higher education institutions and how can we start tackling them, not only from the administrative side, but also from the student side and what exists out there in the most promising approaches.
That's absolutely wonderful, Katie. Is there any other additional details that you would like to share with us that Dickinson might not be aware of about the upcoming conference? Things that we should know, perhaps? Why we should be excited to attend?
Things that you should know, frankly, you won't want to miss it. We're not only talking about climate change and behavioral science, which is not always the most uplifting or on the surface exciting topic to dive into, but we're going to be having fun and we're going to be making it exciting. Ravi Patel from Meet the Patels and the new movie Long Shot is our MC, and I don't really want to spoil too many surprises, but people can expect that there'll be some games, some prizes, some music, and we're also bringing a giant cardboard house to campus. So there's going to be a lot going on. It's going to be a lot of fun, and along the way we're going to learn a lot of great stuff too.
Well, that absolutely sounds wonderful. It sounds like it's going to be a very exciting time. Katie, thank you so much for your time. It has been a pleasure to speak with you. We'll be wrapping up shortly. Allison, Lindsay, any final remarks? Like, how can Dickinsonians sign up for this conference? Are there spots left?
Yes, there are still spots available, depending on the date that when this airs. However, you know, this is something that Dickinsonians can be involved in no matter what. There are elements of Beehive, for example, that are open to the campus. We have established a career fair element that will be happening in the morning and afternoon breaks, as well as 12:30 to 2 during the lunch hour. The career fair is designed to network for any Dickinsonian, whether you are registered for Beehive or not. So that's one opportunity we wanted to kind of throw out there. If students are interested in getting involved, I do have a couple volunteer positions that I'm sure we'll be filling at the last moment if someone would want to reach out to me directly in the Center for Sustainability Education, as well as you want to visit the website for this, which can be found on the landing page of dickinson.edu/sustainability. You can easily find the information and the latest information for speakers, guests on that page, and the links to register will be there as well.
Any other final remarks either of you want to share with us? Allison, do you want to say anything for the students out there?
Sure. Yeah, we're just super excited about this. I think it's going to be so impactful for so many students. I think that sometimes from an environmental major perspective, you can leave class and you can leave a semester feeling pretty low about the state of the world. But I think that this conference will really be empowering to show people that we can come up with solutions and that we're a part of the solution.
I think the most exciting part is being able to do that with you know, 35 plus other colleges and universities. We all share many of the same similar challenges, solutions, barriers, excitements, and, you know, nothing at this scale has really happened, particularly in this region, that I am aware of. You know, this idea of it not being a typical conference, but this many diverse group of students convening is really, really exciting. So I'm sure we can get together after the event in a similar way like this to debrief and get some of this media and lessons learned out there. And we're excited to have WDCV on site that day to conduct some interviews with speakers, guests, and students to help us capture the impact that this event is going to have.
Well, on behalf of WDCV, thank you for having this conversation with us. The Beehive Conference will be held on October 4th and 5th. I look forward to seeing Dickinsonians there, and I'm really looking forward to this event. Both of you, all three of you, have me quite excited, and I think it's going to be an absolutely wonderful time that people should show up to. On behalf of WDCV, my name is Nuhan, and I've been interviewing Lindsay Lyons and Allison Miller today. And also Katie Velasco, can't forget you. Thank you so much for giving us your time. I'm sure you're a very busy person.
Thank you for having me.
And we've been a special broadcast for WDCV. Thank you. Signing off.